Good morning. Welcome to United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. We invite you to join the conversation, catch the vision, and share the hope of a Jamaica united in faith.
Welcome. I am Leslie Hare. Dear loving God, we thank you for your constant presence with us. We praise you because there is none like you, and because your sacrifice on the cross proves that you will never let us go. Today, as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, the day in which the church, as we know it now, was born, we pray that you will renew our focus to go forth, as the apostles did after leaving the upper room on that day, to do the types and levels of missioning that the current COVID-19 pandemic calls for. The world desperately needs you, Lord. May we, your people, truly be light in the midst of the darkness of fear and panic that have gripped so many hearts. May we remember that your word of hope never fails, and the legacy of the cross still holds. That legacy being that our deliverance was already paid for. May we, your people, rise in assurance and faithfully bring this confident expectation of a good outcome to a broken world. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. In studio today, to share a reflection in our commemoration of Pentecost Sunday and in light of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, is the Right Reverend Dr. Gordon Cowens, moderator of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands and minister of St. Paul's United Church, Lockett Avenue. Reverend Cowens, welcome to United in Faith, and please share the message for the people that the Lord has placed in your heart.
Let us pray. Loving Lord, all your treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ. You reveal them to us through words spoken in His name. May we receive, understand, and obey them. In Jesus' name, amen. Like the gift of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, so is the Holy Spirit sent by God to complete the work of the reclamation of the people of the earth, for whose reconciliation God proves He will spare no effort. Pentecost is a time of rejoicing. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came into the lives of His faithful followers as a consummation of Jesus' promise to them. He had said to them, as John 14 in verses 13 to 16 records, "Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." Jesus had described the Holy Spirit and stated clearly to His disciples the purpose which He, the Holy Spirit, would fulfill in their lives. John chapter 15 continues, and I read, "When the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me, and you also will bear witness." He promised that if they would wait in patient expectation, the Holy Spirit would come to change their lives for all time. He said, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you," John 14, verse 18. And as He said, so it was. It happened on the day of Pentecost. What a tremendously exciting prospect for the disciples who otherwise would have felt lost and bereft of the personal capacity and power to face a hostile world in the absence of Jesus in person. He would go, as He had said, and He would give great provision, for great provision would be made for them through the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised that at His departure, His faithful followers would not be left unaccompanied. And as He said, so it was. What a tremendous outpouring of Jesus' promised Spirit that was to be experienced on that day of Pentecost. An abiding power had flooded into them and had come to stay, to initiate a ministry, to guide the faithful into truth, and to provide power to face challenging times and circumstances. That is the promise on which the church was established and energized on that great day we commemorate today. And it is the promise in which the church today stands and finds its strength and energy for the facing of all of life's conditions in a confused and often hostile world. In a time of perplexity and confusion, the Spirit of truth is with God's faithful followers. We are never an abandoned, orphaned people. We are rather an accompanied, embraced, supported people, and we know it. John 14, verse 17 says, "You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you." In the most challenging circumstances, you will find reserves of power to live. There can be no question that the Holy Spirit's purpose is power, power generated and power transmitted. The Acts chapter 2 account tells us of the symbols of fire and of wind, a mighty rushing wind and a blazing purifying fire. The Holy Spirit is to powerfully affect every circumstance into which He enters. When energy is in short supply, He comes to energize and empower for radical change. The Christian lives as the beneficiary of this gift, a gift to be employed so that lives are changed and life experiences enriched. All of Jesus' life was lived for the enriching of the life experience of others. When at the start of His earthly ministry, He declared what could be considered His manifesto, His action plan, His words confirmed this driving motivation to bring about change, to enrich the life experience of those who would heed Him. He declared that His purpose was to embrace the poor, to heal the dejected, and to emancipate the oppressed. All who were rejected and victimized would find in Him an energetic minister and advocate and champion. His role was to be the role of the game changer. It is not by chance that He declared on that day in His home synagogue, as recorded in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me." The power for change was upon Him. He had come to give abundant life, and the Spirit of truth rested upon Him. Like me, you must now be tired of the report of this life-denying force which the coronavirus epidemic is in the world today. We have together experienced the strong arm of its oppression. It certainly has come to restrict and constrain the joy of living. It is time for a game changer. Christians the world over are called today to confront this challenging global reality with Pentecostal power. It is a power not of our own making, but a gift from God, the promised gift to confront and to comfort and to help us. The disciples believed then, and they received it. So must we, and do likewise. This is the energizing, sustaining power which propels us to continue the driving motivation of Jesus' ministry, to embrace the poor, to heal the afflicted and dejected, to reveal truth to the lost, and to free the victimized and oppressed. Come, Holy Spirit of God, like a mighty wind and purifying fire. Let us pray. Almighty God, come in the power of your Holy Spirit to heal all that is broken, mind, body, spirit. Give the wisdom of your truth to those who lead nations, to those who lead in the search for medical treatments and vaccines to combat this virus. Dear God, in your compassion, strengthen and empower your church, your people, to continue to rise up in the service of those most vulnerable. We depend upon you and give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Join some of our congregations for their streamed worship services this morning. St. John's United Church on Facebook at 10 a.m. The St. Paul's Norwood Church of United Churches on YouTube at 8:30 a.m. And Ridgemount United Church on YouTube at 9 a.m. Thanks to the Right Reverend Dr. Gordon Cowans, moderator of the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, and minister of St. Paul's United Church, Lockett Avenue, for joining us with his inspiring reflection this morning. Thanks also to our studio engineer, Andre Saunderson. I am Leslie Hare. Please join us again next week at the same time.
Let us reach this generation.
That was United in Faith, produced and presented by the United Church in Jamaica and the Cayman Islands, 12 Carlton Crescent, Kingston 10, telephone 926-8734. Email us at synod@ucjci.com and find us on the World Wide Web at ucjci.com. Please join us next week for another United in Faith.